we've taken the decision to let residents know that we think it is the right time, if they would wish to leave for their own safety and security, clearly. And we want to avoid last-minute evacuations, particularly for families and those with vulnerable adults in the home, where that would be difficult for people. So we've advised today that they may wish to leave their homes as up to 10 millimetres of rainfall has been forecast tomorrow. As a dean north of the estate, which is full of water, could overflow and cause more flooding. And there's a second dean behind Millvale, which has debris from an earlier flooding event, could fill with water. And if it was to become blocked, that obviously could be very dangerous. And that's why we've taken this decision to recommend that to residents today.
And could that be the trigger, really, for what everyone is expecting to happen, which is the Spencer Court block to collapse?
This particular issue with the lower dean filling full of water could still be a problem, even if the block was not to come down in an uncontrolled way. Clearly, there are discussions going on with the residents affected who actually live in the block, which is teetering over the edge of the burn, and obviously that will be coming down in a controlled way next week. The process to do that will start. So this decision to give this advice today to residents is not directly connected to the block's safety and security. It's actually connected to some of the wider issues that are happening in the two culverts. And we're very clear that actually there is not an imminent threat to people's safety and security, but because of what may happen over the coming hours and days, we do think that for the coming week or 2 weeks that it may very well be the right thing to do for people to evacuate now rather than later.
And have you got leisure places where people are being able to go, or is it just a case of telling people that they should get out and go to somewhere wherever's convenient for them?
The council has opened its respite centre, which is available at Newburn, the Newburn Leisure Centre, and that will be where we can provide immediate help and support to people. One of the landowners involved, where the culvert is located, Northumberland Estates, have made available properties they own. That are furnished and unfurnished for people if they wish to take them up. But obviously for many people, the most practical option will be to stay with friends or family or to contact their insurers to arrange alternative accommodation. Clearly, insurers may not all, unless they have prior agreement with the people who the policy is with, provide that accommodation. But obviously I'll be calling very strongly for all the insurance companies involved to provide that accommodation as soon as possible for people. And I'm very hopeful that we can ensure that everybody who does need alternative accommodation, either from their insurance company or from Northumberland Estates, will be able to find it, which means that the leisure centre really should be a place of last resort rather than the choice for many people.
And yet it still remains that no one seems to be taking any responsibility. We've had an email through from Dunelm Homes overnight saying that they are willing to give free legal and insurance advice to each individual resident who's been affected, but they maintain that they are not to blame for this and they couldn't see that happening. Do you think that somebody needs to step forward now and take responsibility for what's happened?
The council is ensuring that we do get some answers for people, and the reason that we've set up and we'll be conducting a scrutiny inquiry into this whole episode is to try and get answers for residents. Clearly, the issues about financial liability for this have been discussed at some length. Clearly, from the council's perspective, we'd be very keen for a liability to be established as soon as possible, and we will continue to do what we can to ensure that the parties, in the meantime, continue to provide the necessary support, because obviously the number of organisations who need to take responsibility is still quite broad, but we are making sure that they stay at the table and continue to help in every way they have been doing. But I completely sympathise with residents who clearly would like liability to be established. I know some of the residents are consulting their own legal advice, independent of any of the parties, and I certainly believe that's the right thing for them to ensure they do what they need to do to protect their interests in the coming weeks and months.
I mean, I'm sure you can understand it's been a bit of a nightmare for people over the last few days and week or so of having to sort of, you know, leave their homes and go back and leave their homes and worry whether they're going to come back to a home if they go out. It's been a bit of a nightmare for them, hasn't it?
I think at the City Council, I think not just myself, but all the officers who've been involved in this, from the council's relevant directors, David Slater and Mick Murphy, down to every member of staff we've had working on this, have been struck very personally by what they've seen and the experiences people have been through. I myself was showed around one of the properties yesterday by one of the residents who talked about her and her partner's experience of this and how difficult it had been for them. I think through this whole period, the months that this has been going on, we have been very struck by the dignity with which people have taken this whole episode, the fortitude and the strength they've shown together to seek to get through it as a community. And we will continue to do everything we can to support them and to make sure they get the help they need.